as soon as the season finished at Wembley, I mean, the players had their summer break. From that first minute they went in for pre-season training, everything's geared towards the first match of the season. And I'm sure that the lads will be chomping at the bit here this afternoon.
I think it's almost a desperation to get back and get playing again after what happened at the end of last season. You know, had we achieved something, it was a nothing season, it died away, you kind of relax for the summer.
Yeah, well, it's a shorter summer for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, let's hope. I mean, the disappointment of losing out in the playoffs doesn't play in anyone's heads, because sometimes we see when people lose at Wembley in the playoff final, they can have a sort of reaction, a negative reaction. Let's hope. I mean, I think it's fair to say Stuart's brought a lot of new players in, younger players in, fresh players, so they won't sort of have that bad experience from before. Let's hope from the first minute they go out there that it's all positive thought. And I'm sure it will be, because, I mean, the crowd are all here today. It'll be a massive crowd. I mean, the young players have never played in an atmosphere like this before, in front of a crowd like this before.
Does it lift so, you though, doesn't it? You know, even though it's a little bit intimidating.
It can do. I mean, the thing is, in the summer, Stuart's lost a lot of experienced players. Your Meredith, your McCardo, Billy Clark, Mark Marshall. He's brought a lot of young players in. Now, these young players, they've got to step up to the mantle now. They've got to take up responsibility. Not be shrinking violets. Mm. Don't be scared of it. Go out and say, come on, bring it on, bring it on.
Well, look, Amari Patrick is a prime example, a young kid. He's impressed in pre-season. He was kind of brought in as one for the future, a development player. Mm-hmm. He's done well, he's bags of pace, got an eye for goal, he's got a couple of goals.
Yep.
What a chance for him today.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably due to injuries why he's been thrown in here. I mean, I'm sure he was brought in as a squad player.
It sometimes works like that, doesn't it, though?
Absolutely, it does. I mean, right across the years, you can see that when young players, they step up to the mantle. They get their chance and they go running with it. They go. I mean,
was it a case for you when you made your debut? Did you work your way through, or were you suddenly thrown in at the deep end at Coventry?
Well, I mean, I was only 18 when I was getting my debut as well. But I mean, it was sort of I was dipped in and out. Yeah. I had an experienced manager in Dave Sexton, and he dipped me in for a few games. Then he would take me out, then put me back in. So he handled me in a proper way. So I mean, it's a different game nowadays. It's a different game nowadays. But you're right, but you say that it's a great opportunity for the young players here today. And I'm asked the question, how will they do this year? I said, we don't know, do we? We do know at this moment in time, can the players handle the pressure,
yep,
playing in front of 20,000 every week? The young players, older players can, they're used to it, but the younger players, can they? That's a big
difference.
Could
just click, couldn't it? And
yes.
We could be right up there, or we,
yep,
get a sticky start and we might struggle. You're literally right, aren't you?
Yeah, because it's down to confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone sort of, if a bad run of games or a team has a bad run of results, then it can play in their heads and they can get negative little vibes in their heads, negative little gremlins in their heads, and then they might dip, what have you. So that's where you've got to be careful with young players and what have you. And the way I was treated, just dipped in and out at times. But there's needs must at this moment in time. If he's got to throw the young boys in, if they're good enough, they're old enough.
Could save him a few quid as well, because they still have the transfer window open. Stuart certainly needs a defender, centre back. We came close to signing Greer. You think he'll still be looking at that area, but might well get an answer with the likes of Amari Patrick, who could step up and maybe fill the void.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, the Greer situation, I mean, he would win an ideal one. I mean, obviously, it's unfortunate Rory McCardle left. I think it's
a blow, isn't it?
Yes.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Him and Mark Marshall are probably the two you're probably sad to see go. The rest, yeah, wish James Meredith well. He was always going to move on. And Billy Clark, very good player, but we've replaced him with McCartan.
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, just at the back, you knew what you get. You know what you were going to get with Rory McCardle. Every Mr. Consistency, week in, week out, solid, honest player. You could depend on him, you could rely on him. It's just a shame. But hey, Stuart's still got a month. He's still got a month to get another body in, be it on loan or be it to buy one. I mean, the good thing about it is he's got funds. The money that he's got in the building through the summer, he's still got money sat there if need be. So the thing about him as well is he won't dive into one. He just won't get someone for the sake of getting them. It's got to be the right sort of player, and I'm sure they'll be looking everywhere.
And you know Stuart well, and you know he'll be pumped for this one. And he's great with young kids, isn't he? He's great around the young players. When he was playing the game, it was good. But as he got older, bringing on young kids, and he seems to develop that as a manager as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a very, very good nature, Stuart. Very much amiable. A bit of humour attached to it as well. I mean, you've got that wee bit of humour. the character he is. I mean, it spreads positive things to young players. They're not afraid of him as such. It's like, okay, I mean, people might say it's too relaxed, but I mean, I could play for someone like that rather than someone
What was your approach as a manager? Because obviously you had a couple of spells in management.
I was at Barnsley. I was player manager, which was a million
difficult
times
one,
worse. It's difficult when you've gone from the dressing room over the other side and what have you. It's difficult. I mean, it would be easier if you went away and come back, but you've just done it from being a player straight into it.
Yeah, you go from John to Gaffer, and it's hard, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, that was the Championship, and it was very much Barnsley had been in the Premier League, so the expectation level was ridiculous, to be honest with you. I mean, I think that's, you see now the amount of managers they've had in that time since I left, what have you, and that's just down to expectation level. Getting on the expectation level, for me, I thought City overachieved last season.
Yep.
Before a ball was kicked, we're all thinking, Stuart's come into the building here, there's eight players.
Well, there was disappointment when we didn't get the top two, which says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, we overachieved.
Yeah.
So my only fear is, if one or two iffy results and what have you, then it flips the other side and is putting pressure on himself because the expectation level. That's my only fear. People may expect too much.